went long pants today. It's a bold choice.
Yeah, I mean, it don't even really bother me, to be honest. I mean, I've had plenty of hot, you know, weather in North Carolina growing up, so, I mean, but it's all right.
How the first couple of days in the job been?
I think it's been good. Like Rashawn said, I think we're all making strides. Just got to make sure that we can, you know, that I can get the playbook down, you know, all the calls down, so I'll have the ability to play fast within this game, you know what I'm saying?
Harold, can you talk a little bit about how much your athletic ability and kind of your flexibility help you as a pass rusher?
Oh, yeah. It means a lot. You know, in the weight room, in the training room, taking care of my body, being able to have that ankle flexion and being able to have that explosion and that flexibility, like you said, it definitely plays a big role in the impact that I'm able to make rushing the passer and in the run game.
You think you surprise linemen sometimes with that ability to bend that you have?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to watch it on film, but when it happens live, you know, I don't really think they expect me to get that low. That's why I just got to make sure I keep working at it every day, because if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So as long as I just keep working at it every day, trying to perfect my craft, some good things should happen, you know.
Can you describe what it was like for you walking in here for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, it was an amazing feeling, you know, especially since, you know, Tennessee is a place that I wanted to come to. No matter the outcome, I'm happy I'm here. I'm happy to be able to get coached by Coach Vrabel, Coach Bowman, all them guys. It was definitely an amazing moment. Growing up, always wanted to play in the NFL, and now I'm here living the dream.
How do you try to digest the playbook at this point? Can you rush into it too much, or do you have to find the right pace for?
Nah, I would say just study the playbook and look at the film and run through it in your head as much as you can, and then even if you got to come out here on your own and walk through it yourself, just make sure you got it down packed when you go on the field, because you got guys that are looking at you to, like Coach Vrabel said, like Rashawn said, set the tone. So, you know, you just got to make sure you're accountable to yourself, and you got to make sure that, you know, you're not one of the guys that come out here and not know what they're doing.
All of this, you probably had, you know, an idea of what you were going to expect, but is there been any surprises coming into something like this for the first time?
It's honestly everything I expected, to be honest. I knew the work that I was going to have to put in to learn the playbook and be able to play fast. I knew everybody was going to be good. I knew the competition was going to be good. So, you know, just out here trying to work.
How much do you want to set a tone? Maybe you and Rashawn want to set a tone for this rookie class?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that, honestly, I think that we all bonded so close just in the short time that we've been here. I knew Rashawn before I even got here. So, I mean, we were already close. But, yeah, I mean, we definitely want to be the guys that we can come out here and even when the veterans get here, that guys can look at us and say they know what they're doing. They came prepared. They're handling themselves like pros. And that's just what I want to be.
You said you modeled your game on Von Miller and some people compared you to him. How do you think your game compares? And, you know, how did that modeling your game after him start?
You know, well, playing college ball, playing high school ball, you look at players, you try to emulate. And Vaughn, definitely his ability to bend, being able to play that outside linebacker role, be able to do everything the coaches ask him to do. Just his ability to bend the corner and do everything that he's asked to do. Something that I strive to do for the coaching staff we have here.
It'll be the biggest challenge for you technique-wise.
Beginning on Monday, you talk about what it's going to be like with seeing Derek Morgan, Brian Arakpo, and those guys.
Could you repeat that one more time? Okay.
Can you talk about what it's going to be like Monday when the Bears get here with Arakpo and Morgan, those guys?
It would definitely be cool to meet everybody, especially them two guys. You know, they've definitely set the tone for the Tennessee Titans for the past years. I look forward to meeting them, being able to show them what I got, being able to learn from them. It's going to be a great experience. I'm looking forward to it.
Technique-wise, what do you think one of your biggest challenges might be going from college level to pro level?
I would say just being able to, you know, play in space, just that.
What's that? What is particularly difficult about that? Maybe.
You know, just being able to read my keys, being able to, you know, see the offense as fast as I can in that split second. Coming into a new system, you got to be able to know it like that. Playing that outside linebacker role that I play, I got to be able to diagnose the offense just like that. And you know, that's one thing that. I'm definitely making strides on, you know, that I'm coming along on, but it's definitely one thing that I can improve on.
We didn't ask you about it on draft night, but what did you think about the whole Honor Landry your name called, events like that?
Nah, I mean, it is what it is, you know. I'm here, you know, it all worked out, so, you know, it is what it is. It was a funny moment, but, you know, I'm here, so it's all good.
Yeah, have you had some people use that as your unofficial nickname now? Have you had some people call you Honor after that?
Oh, yeah, definitely had a bunch of texts saying, what up, Honor? You know, just stuff like that, but, you know, it's all fun, you know, it's all good.